In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will be the next big leak from WikiLeaks. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, providing consumer reviews on local professionals, from physicians and veterinarians to plumbers and roofers. Details at angieslist.com. Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide and of the NPR Live and Concert Series, online at pabstblueribbon.com. And to the National Association of Realtors, providing information for those buying or selling their homes at houselogic.com/buy and sell. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Siri Balusu. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltrover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Showbiz Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next big leak? Roy Blunt Jr.
The estranged wife of a certain military contractor will release a trove of receipts, each one signed Ahmed, 9 billion receipts, each one for a dollar, and each one in the same handwriting.
Amy Dickinson.
Okay, it's called WikiGib, and it's going to be the 1,750 pages of Mel Gibson's mugshots.
Oof. And Paul Prevenza.
Secret British Petroleum documents will reveal that the little Dutch boy with his finger in the hole is running out of air.
And if any of that comes out, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks to host Amy Dickinson, Bob Provenza, Roy Martini. Thanks to all of you fabulous people for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will be back next week. Woo-hoo!
This is NPR.